And today we are very fortunate to have with us Her Grace Padmasakhi Mataji to give the summary of Srila Prabhupada Leelamrita chapter 9. Hare Krishna Padmasakhi Mataji, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much, Mataji, for giving your very precious time and association this morning and giving the summary of chapter 9, Mataji. I now hand over the call to you. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Shyam Supriya Mataji. Mataji, can you give me access? I'm not able to share the screen. I joined from two devices.
Which device you need, Mataji?
Give Mataji. I gave you, Mataji.
Okay. Just... Okay. Thank you all for joining and encouraging me. Please forgive me if I'm going to make any mistakes. And please bless me so that I will be able to summarize chapter 9 properly. Without any delay, we will get started. Om Agyanatimirandasya Gnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Radhanath Swami Niti Namine Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Sanyavadi Pastyatya Desha Tarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Yes. Just kidding. Okay. So chapter 9 is titled as A Resident of Vrindavana. So Prabhupada is now moving to, he has visited Vrindavan before three times, but now he has made a decision to make Vrindavan his home, and he's starting to go to Vrindavan. And then this chapter explains the different series, like from the start, from the time he boarded the train, and then from there how he went Mathura Junction, then where he went, then after that he again left Vrindavan and he keeps on going to Kanpur, Bombay, again he comes back to Vrindavan. So all and he gets sannyas diksha also in this chapter. So we will be seeing all that. So the title, the beginning of this chapter starts with this. It says, I was sitting alone in Vrindavan writing. My godbrother insisted to me, Bhaktivedanta Prabhu, you must do it. Without accepting the renounced order of life, nobody can become a preacher. So he insisted. Not he insisted, practically my spiritual master insisted. He wanted me to become a preacher. So he forced me through this godbrother. You accept. So unwillingly accepted. So Srila Prabhupada says this. Why he is saying this statement, we will understand towards the end. So now we will start. So what's happening? Now Prabhupada is boarding the train, and Prabhupada has actually traveled in train a couple of times for his business, like in 1920s, 30s and 40s. He has traveled to Bengal, Punjab, Uttar Pradesh, Maharashtra, Andhra Pradesh. So all these places he have started. So in the morning, he boarded the third, I think if I'm not wrong, third class, the third compartment, I think first class, second class, third class. So yeah, he boarded. And then, so what happened, it starts with a beautiful description of, if we all remember when we are in the train, when I was a little child, I would remember seeing through the window, we see a lot of, what do we see? A lot of fields, so many scenes will come. Sometimes there's a bridge, there's water. So like that here, Prabhupada's journey also, they have nicely described. Like the train started with a slow rhythm. Then there was a garbage dump scene. Then they have seen crows and vultures on top of his head. Then there were tiffins and meals being sold. Then there is smoke coming. Then there is cow dung. Then there is powerhouse. So everything towards this tax side. Because if we have to go through Vrindavan to train, we have to go to Mathura Junction. So till we go to Mathura, we'll cross Faridabad, Yeah, on the way Faridabad comes and then Mathura Junction will come. So then Prabhupada, when he was child, he wanted to visit Vrindavan, but his first visit was in 1925. It was a brief pilgrim, like it was a brief trip. He went to Agra for business. And in 1932, he had gone because he came to know, he was at Allahabad and he came to know that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur has come to Vrindavan for a parikrama. Even some of you all who attended Vrindavan Parikrama also, we have discussed this, that Seshasai in Kokilavan, Prabhupada comes there and then they announce that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati is going to give a class in the evening. Whoever wants to go and, see Seshasai temple, you can go. And you can come back for the lecture, but Srila Prabhupada didn't go because he thought, Seshasai temple, I can see any time. He just wanted to spend time with his Guru Maharaj. So at Kosi, that place is called Kosi. So he visited in 1932, and 3 years later, 3 years later, again he sees him at Radhakund, and Radhakund is the place where he got the instruction to keep printing books if at all he has money. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati gives him an instruction. Then now the train is passing. It is going through the agricultural fields, rural villages, palm trees. And Abhay Charan was thinking like he wanted to take shelter of Vrindavan. But that time he was a family man. He has responsibilities. He was doing business. So it was not possible. But now he has no obligations. But the purpose of the writing back to Godhead, he's very strong on that. He was thinking even if he stays there, he wants to commute between Delhi and Vrindavan, Delhi and Vrindavan. He still doesn't want to stop writing back to Godhead. He's not going for retirement. He has a mission. So then now he's going. So where is he deciding to stay? He's going. But so this is the route from Delhi to Mathura. So he's going. So now what happens? He's going through Faridabad. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'll be sorry, Mataji, something. Okay, I'll be talking and this comes, pops out. So he's going through Faridabad and what happens? Now he reaches the Mathura Junction. Sorry, Mataji, my laptop, in 2 minutes it will come. So then he was thinking, when I go there, he wanted to stay. Oh my God. When he goes there, he wanted to stay in Vamsi Gopal temple. So where is this Vamsi Gopal temple? This Vamsi Gopal temple is in Vrindavan. And Prabhupada, we all know that Prabhupada stayed in Radha Damodar, but he stayed even before that, he stayed at this Vamsi Gopal temple. And how he knows this Vamsi Gopal temple? Because he met this pujari. Mataji, can you see me now? Or no? Oh, I have to log in. Sorry, please forgive me. I'm joining back. Because we have some very important pictures. Sorry, Krishna. Mataji, you have to please give me the screen sharing.
Yes, Mataji.
My phone fell on the off button and the screen got black.
That's fine, Mataji. That's completely fine.
Yeah, so what happened? He decided he will stay in Vamsi Gopal temple. This is something even I, first time when I read, I was just trying to read about Vamsi Gopal temple. So as he was thinking like how he knows Vamsi Gopal temple, because that pujari he had met couple of days back. So he was thinking, anyways, I know that pujari, so let me go and stay there. And as I was thinking, what happens? He will come to Mathura Junction. And we all know when we have seen in Parikrama, Mathura means there is Krishna Janmasthan. So this is the temple, Krishna Janmasthan temple. And we also have seen that it shares a border with the mosque because the Muslims have demolished the temple. And then they built, instead of temple, they built their mosque. And that's where they share just a wall. Mosque is here and temple is here. So Mathura Junction has this. And also Ranganath temple is also there in Vrindavan. I didn't know that yesterday when I was reading Prabhupada's Leelamrit, I found. So Ranganath's temple is also there. So what happens now? Prabhupada decided he will stay there because he has met that pujari in 1953. So thinking that, and these are the deities, Vamsi Gopal deities. And Prabhupada decided to stay, and then the train reached Mathura. And what happened? As soon as he reached, what will happen? What will we do? We will rent an auto or a rickshaw or a cab. So I think these days cabs, no autos. So he wanted to go in a tanga. So he called a tanga person, and then he like they fixed for a price. And then he took the tanga and he started going to Vamsi Gopal temple. And as he was going, he will see this Krishna Janmasthan. Krishna Janmasthan, and he keeps going, and as he is going, he will see this Ranganath temple. So this is Ranganath temple in Vrindavan. You know, Ranganath temple is in Srirangam, but Ranganath temple is also there in Vrindavan. And then this is the temple, Vamsi Gopal temple, that Srila Prabhupada is going to stay. There is a second floor and there is one room there, so he decided to stay there. This is the second floor view, and this is from the top view. And this is the room where Srila Prabhupada had stayed, and this is the window. Why he chose this? Because if he go on the top, he can actually see whole Vrindavan from the rooftop. So that's why. And also, Srila Prabhupada, staying in Vrindavan is not something new. If you see like Srila Prabhupada and the whole parampara also, Jagannath Das Babaji was there, Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, all the Goswamis, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur was there, Jagannath Das Babaji was there, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, he was so much wanting to see Vrindavan. So this is the temple, and this is inside the temple. Just the glimpse of Vamsi Gopal temple. So in that context, the glories of Vrindavan are also mentioned. Krishna says that every part of Vrindavan is my abode, and he says every creature or demigod who lives in this place will attain Goloka Dham after death. That's why they say in Vrindavan we should not even mistreat an animal. Be it a dog, be it a cat, anything in Vrindavan are very special. And the forest of Vrindavan are like my body, and the spinal cord of the body, my spinal cord is Yamuna. And he says, my appearance and disappearance has been enacted in every age, and the glories of Vrindavan are beyond anyone's calculation. Whoever has darshan of Govinda Dev temple, Govinda in Vrindavan, never goes to Yamalaya, but attains the destination of pure and pious persons. And Chaitanya, for especially being the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for us with Vrindavan we have a very, very intimate relationship. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, for one time he wanted to go to Vrindavan, but then he was taken from Puri to Bengal again, and again next time when he was going, he I think Narasimha Brahmachari, in his mind he paves a path, but that time also Chaitanya Mahaprabhu couldn't go, he didn't want to go, so he came back. And in 1515 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arrived to Vrindavan and revealed the pastime places of Lord Vrindavan. And we know how ecstatic Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was feeling on the way, the Jharikhand episodes, like with the animals, and he was very ecstatic. And Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhyalila says, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was elsewhere, the very name of Vrindavan was sufficient to increase his ecstatic love. Now when he was actually traveling in Vrindavan forest, his mind was absorbed in great ecstasy in the Vrindavan for day and night. He ate and bathed simply out of habit. He just did it. He was always in ecstasy. So and also in Bhagavad Gita, it is mentioned, Krishna mentions that in 8th chapter, yet there is another nature which is eternal and is transcendental to this manifested and unmanifested matter. It is supreme and is never annihilated. When all in this world is annihilated, the part remains as it is. That is Vrindavan. So that 84 square mile tract in North India, it's non-different from the eternal Goloka Vrindavan. And actually when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes, he comes from Jharikhand forest, and then he goes to Aritagram. Aritagram is a place where he finds Radha Kund and Shyam Kund. And from there he goes to Govardhan Parikrama. If you remember, Gantuli Gram, where he wanted to see the deity of Madhavendra Puri, but because the deity was on top of the Govardhan Hill, he didn't want to step. So the deity himself makes a plan and then comes and gives darshan. And then from there, he goes to, he visits all the places. He goes to Kamyavan, he goes to Pavan Sarovar. He actually goes to Mathura. Starting, he started Mathura at Vishram Ghat. So he took all these places he has visited. And he sent Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami. They're all a very, very big post. But still they left everything. They came to Vrindavan and then they started staying there. So same thing Srila Prabhupada is following. Even so now train had arrived at Mathura Junction. And when he, this is the picture of Srila Prabhupada at Vamsi Gopal temple. And this is the room that he stayed. So and actually what happened, as soon as he came, he comes and then that Pujari's name was Gopal, Mahant Gopal. So he takes him to the upstairs and Prabhupada gets bucket to take bath, and then there's a stove to cook. So everything is there, and Prabhupada writes a contract for how much, like five rupees per month. And when he was coming, he sees nice domes. Like how, as soon as we are entering Vrindavan, it's a different atmosphere, right? Suppose somebody is staying in Delhi and goes to Vrindavan, it is completely different. The atmosphere, trees, domes, lots of temples, and people keep on saying Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. Tonga sound is there, Kirtan is there, Yamuna is there, Keshi Ghat is there. So Prabhupada will be seeing all these places, and he keeps going, and he feels that this is the best thing that he was not regretting for coming. He felt this is very good than the traffic in Delhi. He was very, very happy staying here. And now he is more than 16 years. He didn't come to retire as we are thinking, as we already discussed. He just came to for a mission. And now his Abhay Charan is saying that he saw the deities, the Radha Vamsi Gopal deities, and he thought that these deities are nicely cared, but because there was not a lot of money, they are not very opulent, but they are taken care nicely. So then what happened? So Prabhupada used to wake up in the morning. We all know that he writes, right? So everybody, if you go to Vrindavan, who most of us would have gone. So whoever goes by 4 o'clock, 3:30, we will be seeing people walking in that nice, dusty, misty, foggy winters. They just walk and then they come and take bath in Yamuna. So even that, even before that, Srila Prabhupada would visit, would wake up, start writing his books. And by the time everybody is waking up 4 o'clock, 4:30, then he would start chanting. And then after that, he will take bath. And then he will come outside, then take a ride, just keep going to different temples. He would go to Radha Raman temple. He would go to Radha Damodar temple. And he will come back at 11 o'clock buying different vegetables. And then after buying different vegetables, he will come and cook and eat, and he will, after eating, he will just nap for 15 minutes, and after that he will do his writing, and again in the evening he will go to different temples every day. That was his practice, and he was not a very well-known person there because he just came, but everybody would respect him as a nice Bengali elderly person. And wherever he's going, he would always see a lot of kirtans, lots of people taking bath in Yamuna, and he would while coming back in Vamsi Gopal temple also, he will hear very feeble kirtan. And when he goes to Radha Raman temple, Radha Damodar temple, he would give that back to Godhead magazines that he has, because he's looking for some funds. He was looking if somebody can help. So Radha Raman temple, there is this one pujari who actually respected him a lot. He's a very young pujari in 30s, so he respected him a lot, and he did say that, okay, this back to Godhead magazine, I will see if I can, you know, distribute and then get some funds for you. And then he does it every day. And actually Srila Prabhupada would think that this Vrindavan is an abode of peace, and he was thinking that everybody is hankering for peace only. Everybody is hankering for that. And when I read this, I was remembering in kids class on Wednesday, we were doing first canto, 15th chapter, Pandavas retire timely. And in that, this shloka is there. It says that, thus being deeply absorbed in thinking of the instructions of the Lord, which were imparted in the great intimacy of friendship and in thinking of his lotus feet, Arjuna's mind became pacified. Basically, Arjuna was very much anxious. He was feeling very much in anxiety because Krishna left this earthly planet. So he was feeling very sad. But remembering his instructions, he got back his peace. So Prabhupada is also now here asking, this place is an abode of peace and everybody wants peace. Everybody is looking for peace. But why are they neglecting? We are hankering for that, but they are neglecting. So Prabhupada actually says, the glories of Krishna, nobody can understand. Similarly, Vrindavan. The land which is known as Vrindavan also has unlimited potency. When you go to Vrindavan, you will feel unlimited potency of spiritual atmospheres here. If you go to Vrindavan, you will see many saints and sages. Still, they are worshipping Vrindavan Dham. As Lord Krishna is worshipable, similarly his place Vrindavan is as good as Krishna. It is also worshipable. So he is talking about Vrindavan. Like, why are not people thinking about here? And most of us who all went also, we'll experience that feeling. Everywhere this nice, pleasant atmosphere. People keep saying, oh, Radhe, 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 like that. So then Prabhupada visited Radha Damodar temple, Radha Raman temple. And then now his mission is there, right? So now he came to Vrindavan, he's staying there. So what he's doing is he wants now to go to Delhi again to bring some funds and not to stop the Back to Godhead magazine. So but what happened was the community commuting became very difficult. So because he has to go in the morning and come back, going takes 4 hours, coming back and there he has to spend some time. And then he knows only one person. His name is Mr. Gupta. He is a very pious gentleman who studied the Gita regularly. So what happened, he was asking if he can stay in, take help of Mr. Gupta and stay in the room. But Mr. Gupta's room, some other sadhu has already occupied. And Mr. Gupta would always help sadhus. So somebody else has occupied. And then there was very minimal expenses. There were no donations for traveling, printing. And so Back to Godhead magazine printing has become very difficult now. Now Srila Prabhupada is working very hard. So Srila Prabhupada says, I worked day and night in the beginning when I was a householder. I didn't care if somebody paid or not. I used to distribute liberally, but when I left my household life and I was living alone, sometimes in Vrindavan and sometimes in Delhi or sometimes traveling for publishing, they were very, very hard days. Now Abhay Charan ran out of money, and also the person who is printing, Mr. Jain, is his friend. And he says that, I just because you are my friend, I cannot print free of cost. Sorry, he will say. So now Prabhupada didn't know what to do. But he had one thing Prabhupada always had was faith in his spiritual master. He thought that because Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati said, like, if you're see, many times he encouraged and he said, it will come. The donations will come. The money will come if we are serious and if we can get the blessings of Lord Chaitanya. So then what happened? Now the Back to Godhead magazine had stopped because no funds. And this is an interesting part. So Prabhupada received a letter from Mumbai. Who was staying in Mumbai? This Acharya Prabhakar Mishra. So this Acharya Prabhakar Mishra was staying. And I was actually wanted to know who he was, and I was searching, and this is his picture. He left his body in 2012. He was basically the first disciple of Srila Prabhupada in India. So he says that he actually said he was an Ayurvedic doctor, this Acharya Prabhakar. He was an Ayurvedic doctor, and Prabhupada met him at Jhansi. I think 7th chapter was Jhansi. So he met there. And Acharya Prabhakar was, I will just few points. And he would call Prabhupada as Sahib. De Sahib, because he's Gauramoha, he introduced himself as Abhay Charan De. So he would call him as De Sahib. And then he's a very good scholar in Sanskrit. So Prabhupada said, I got a dream that when I come to Jhansi, I will meet a very scholarly person near a brick red well, something like that. He gets a dream. So I met you and you are a scholar, and he's an Ayurvedic doctor. He does a lot of surgeries to the eyes, but still he's a scholar in Sanskrit. So Prabhupada was willing to learn Sanskrit from him. But then because he was a doctor, he would be in a like a modern wristband, jacket, a tie and belt like that. So, but Prabhupada took him to Kadi Bandar, got him dhotis, and Prabhupada taught him how to tie dhoti. And because he was eating outside, Prabhupada cooked for him for 6 years almost. And he was feeding this Acharya Prabhakar. And he played a very vital role for, I think, one was he's the one who asked Sumati Muraji, some assistant. He came to know of that assistant, and he requested him if Prabhupada can get a ticket. That's how he arranged. And and actually one thing which touched my heart was he was saying that in Delhi, Prabhupada met one person, officer named Saraswati Prasad Chaturvedi. Sorry, I'm seeing because names are very difficult to remember. So this Saraswati Prasad Chaturvedi, Prabhupada goes and he gives him books, Bhagavatam books, and he was so arrogant, he threw the books down. Prabhupada was in tears, and he turned towards this Acharya Prabhakar, and he said that, please, he was in tears and requested, please, can you arrange me to some way, can you arrange that I will go to overseas, can you please do that? And then he actually did it, he arranged. And then and actually he also said, after Prabhupada, He supported Prabhupada for 3 years. He would send some money for Prabhupada's expenses, and he would stay there like helping. He was always there with the Prabhupada. And actually, after Prabhupada came to US, he invited this Acharya Prabhakar to Los Angeles. But by that time, he was in some contract job. So he said it is very difficult for him to leave. So that is Acharya Prabhakar. So he wrote a letter to Srila Prabhupada saying that, please, asking him to come to Bombay and do some preaching at Bharati Bhavan. So, and in 1957, the Pujari, Vamsi Gopal's Pujari, he said, I will come in he informed that I will come in few more months, and every month I will send you the money. So please don't worry about the money. I will send and I will come. So he went, and he was in Bombay working as, so this Acharya Prabhakar was in a big position, like Sanskrit department, he was there. So he went, and that time governor was Munshi, and governor Munshi's wife was the one who was very adamant, and she had a fight, not apparent fight, but she was, because she's very arrogant, she was asking them to vacate and leave that place to her. But so Prabhupada was asking, oh, Governor Munshi, then his wife, she's not in compatibility with our ideas. But he says, I knew Governor Munshi very well. So he's very nice. He said he will help. He will help us. So you don't worry. So Governor Munshi responded, and then he gave a post to Abhay Charan as a faculty resident. So Prabhupada was staying there, and he gave Governor some copies of Back to Godhead and asked him to read. And Abhay attended the 5th annual convention of World Academy of Sanskrit at Kurukshetra. And then what happened? He was not invited to speak there. He was not invited, and then he was feeling it is mere waste, because what they were talking was not in relation with Krishna. Like it says, Prabhupada many times says that knowledge is different, wisdom is different. Anybody can talk so many things, but if applying practical is very important. So he didn't see that, and he immediately left that place. He didn't like. So then Prabhupada thought, like, this is not working here, because he's not getting much help. He's just giving lecture and sitting. He's not liking it. So he always, his vision was to bring a league of devotees and to spread the Vedic knowledge, Vedic mission. So then Acharya Prabhakar also joined him, and they both went to Vamsi Gopal temple. And Acharya Prabhakar was also trying to help him. So then now Prabhupada thought, maybe I have to go to Kanpur. Because he went to Kanpur. This is the letter what Prabhupada has written. So he thought, maybe I have to go to Kanpur, because that is a city with a lot of factories, a lot of wealthy men are there. So maybe I will get some help. And then he will go to Kanpur also. And in Kanpur, what happens? He goes as a guest of Anandeshwar Satsang Mandal, and he lectured there. on the bathing ghat of Ganges. And he didn't stay in Kanpur also. He just stayed there for 2 months and then he left. So from again, he went to Vrindavan. And from Vrindavan, now again, he came back to Bombay. And in Bombay, he would get a chance of... actually, Prabhupada also, when he was going to Kanpur, he took in his hand, membership. He wanted to make a league of devotees and he wanted membership. So he would take those forms and ask if anybody is willing to, you know, if anybody is convicted, has the conviction to take the membership in our mission. And then but Prabhupada was feeling very, very sad that nobody is, you know, getting interested. So what happens was, he went now to Bombay and then he started delivering occasional lectures. 500 to 1,000 people would come and then he would give lectures. So, but he thought, you know, spending a lot of time on an uncommitted people, it's not, he didn't feel it worth. So again, he didn't like that. And he thought he should preach outside. So one time he says that, Lord Chaitanya said, Pranina Upakaraya. So you should do something to the prana. Like Upakara means some benefit. So he says that while rendering first aid service in the battlefield, the Red Cross men, although equally disposed to the all wounded soldiers, they give first preference to the hopeful ones. The hopeless ones are neglected. Hope. So basically he's saying the hope is very, very needed. So then he started sharing his, he's always in that one pointed vision of going to other abroad, overseas. And he even writes a letter to Nehru, and Pandit Nehru was the prime minister. He used to buy some medicines with Srila Prabhupada when he was a pharmacist. But he wrote a letter and that letter was unanswered. He was just... upset that you know, this Vedic knowledge is not being taken further. So, and then Prabhupada also mentions poverty doesn't mean not having money. Poverty means not having proper knowledge. Prabhupada, he thinks a comparison like Mahatma Gandhi. He was, his dressing style, everything is very, very poor, like external is looking poor, but he's actually not poor. And he was saying Gandhi was at least spiritual. He would read Bhagavad Gita. And I recently heard somewhere that Mahatma Gandhi would say that how many anxieties he is in, still when he takes Bhagavad Gita and starts reading, there will be a smile in his face. So Srila Prabhupada was thinking about his mission, and he was just imagining, like, you know, we have to send back-to-boarded magazines to 50 countries, 10,000 copies to America, 500 to Argentina, Brazil, 500, Burma, 1,000, Canada, 5,000, Chile, 500. Like that, he was making his plans. And in 1958, he has gone to a Bhagavad week. He has gone to that place. And he was like, there, the person who was talking nothing like now there are so many Bhagavad Gitas, there are so many Bhagavatams. Those who smoke also write Bhagavad Gita. Those who don't follow the four regulative principles also write, and they talk so bad about Rasa Leela. So Prabhupada actually writes a letter challenging him, like, you should not take up Bhagavatam classes anymore. But nobody listened to him, and he was thinking, because of that Bhagavad Gita, many people got cheated. And even Pandit Nehru also, he mentions that you have to retire from politics and you should better come up and take up the process of following the Vedic knowledge. And then after that, Abhay advised Mr. Harbans Lal to teach the real conclusion of Indian culture. He was in a famous landlord in Mumbai. So then he gave an advice, because Prabhupada came to meet this Harbans Lal, because Harbans Lal went to Western countries, foreign. So he was, Prabhupada wanted to meet, and Prabhupada gave an advice. What was that advice? He said, therefore, begin the activities for the benefit of all people. He was writing, like, you're going. So please, at the hour of need, you teach them our Vedic culture. You know it very well. You're following it nicely. So you please teach. But that letter never went to Mr. Harbans Lal. Because he was touring, traveling, it missed. And then Abhay visited his godbrother Kripa Sindhu in Bombay, because he wanted to go to Western country, and Kripa Sindhu told Abhay that how the Gaudiya Mutt in Bombay had sometimes been assisted by business magnate Mrs. Sumati Morarji. And then Prabhupada somehow goes, and then he will get to meet some person who is associated with Sumati Morarji. And then he says, okay, we can get you a ticket with half the fare. But Prabhupada was not even having that half the fare money. He couldn't even afford that half the fare. And Prabhupada again comes back to Vrindavan. And when he comes back to Vrindavan, he was using money very carefully. Every receipt, everything that he's using, very, very, very carefully. And he was like only one pointed. I want to just go. Despite of my age, I want to just go and please my Guru Maharaj, fulfill his mission. And he writes a beautiful Bengali poem. It's very big, but the famous verses, he says that, I'm sitting alone in Vrindavan Dham. In this mood, I'm getting many realizations. I have my wife, sons, daughters, grandsons, everything. But I have no money, so they are fruitless. They are fruitless glory. Krishna has shown me the naked form of material nature. By his strength, it has all become tasteless to me today. Yasyaham anugrahanami harishye taddhanam shanai. I gradually take away all the wealth of those upon whom I am merciful. How was I able to understand this mercy of the all merciful? Srila Prabhupada, it's a very big poem, but these are one of my favorite lines. Yasyaham. I also sometimes keep thinking about that, like very, very, very beautiful poem. So he will be thinking, because now he doesn't have money. He wants to do a lot and he doesn't have money. He's working here, he's requesting everybody at that age, going everywhere and is asking, but he's not getting help. And next, what happened on October visit to Delhi, Abhay, yes. So after 2 years, Back to Godhead magazine is being published now. What happened? He got a donation of printing 1,000 copies from Kaviraj Baidyanath Sarkar, and being inspired from them, Subodh Kumar Kapoor and Ramlal Kapoor and sons, they also said they will donate 1,000 copies for the November 20th edition. So now October 20th is coming, then November 20th is coming. So the titles are very, here if you see, this is the October 20th version. The title is Truth and Beauty. Because that time in Times of India, there was an article on truth and beauty, and they said that truth is very ugly and unpleasant. So Prabhupada didn't accept that. He said truth is always very pleasant. We are here to spread the truth. But mundane truths, we think mundane truths are the truths. That's why we are thinking they are very ugly. But the great sages, saints, devotees, they left everything just to spread this ultimate truth. So truth is always very pleasant and very helpful, he says that. And in regard to that, he says one story. He says that once there was a person and he falls in love with a beautiful girl. And the beautiful girl said, okay, give me some time. Okay, 7 days. After 7 days, we'll reconcile. So in the 7 days, this lady, she started taking a lot of fibrous medicines and a lot of medicines for so that she'll get diarrhea. So then in this whole 1 week, she became so weak, emaciated, and she would collect all that refuses, that stool, urine, she would collect and keep in like a store in buckets. And then after 7 days, this person came and he was looking for that girl, because she became so emaciated, he didn't recognize it was the same old girl whom he want, like whom he was proposing. But she was finally saying that I am the girl whom you are looking for. So then he didn't believe, and she says, okay, you're looking for my beauty, so my beauty I have hid there, you just can go and enjoy. So he goes and he cannot even tolerate, he was thinking something else, and he goes and he cannot even tolerate, and he just vomits. So Abhay Charan says that this is the mundane truths are like that. Anything with any truth which is not related to Krishna consciousness is like that. It's waste. So, and then he writes standard morality, explaining that the real morality of life is following the four regulative principles, so and so forth, he explains. And then the third one is scholars deluded. So he writes that. And then now, disappearance day of his Guru Maharaj, his beloved Guru Maharaj, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, has come. And then that day, he was actually missing his Guru Maharaj. And he felt very keen, like he felt very separated. Just like Arjuna, I was saying this because 2 days back, we said this in kids' class, but Arjuna is feeling immense separation, but he feels happy when he remembers the instructions. So Prabhupada says, serving my Guru Maharaj, like, he's present with me through instructions than physically serving. So he says, my Guru Maharaj is present in instructions, and he keeps thinking, he keeps missing, and he remembers how he met him the very first day, and then how he started liking him, and how he was Simha Guru, and how when he was there, the Gaudiya Mutt was very nice and tightly impacted, and how he was doing a lot of services. So many books are being printed. Nadia Prakasha paper, daily paper is there. A lot of mattas have been established. And he's feeling bad that now after him, everything got scattered. And he was worried. He was thinking that maybe it will be nice if everybody would have just stayed intact. So again, he writes a beautiful poem. It's called as Viraha Ashtaka. So in Viraha, in that bhav, he writes a beautiful poem for his Guru Maharaj, and he's missing. And now what happens? Abhay Charan gets a dream. So this dream is very, very crucial in Abhay Charan's life. So one time what happens? He used to get this dream. So he had a dream, and in that dream, what happens? He called Abhay and indicated that he should follow. And repeatedly he called and motioned. He was asking Abhay to take sannyasa. Come, he urged, become a sannyasi. His Guru Maharaj was urging him to become a sannyasi, and Srila Prabhupada was thinking, maybe now my mission will be fulfilled. Because after sannyas, it's very important. Like after sannyas, what is there? Like they do a lot of preaching. For preaching, sannyasi diksha is required. Though Prabhupada passed 8-9 years, he's just wearing white, but he's in renounced order. He's leading his life like a sannyasi only. And then he got his dream. And Prabhupada was thinking about the dream, and he didn't know what he has to, whom he has to approach. So what he will do, he will remember Calcutta. Gaudiya Mutt. For him, still Gaudiya Mutt means his Guru Maharaj. Only he remembers, like, with Gaudiya Mutt means he will remember it as Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. No, he feels it's non-different. So then there is Tirtha Maharaj there, and he writes a letter saying that he wants to, this is what his dream is, and he wants to take sannyas initiation. And he also writes a letter asking if his books can also be a typewriting, because Gaudiya Mutt also publishes some books. And then he gets back a letter saying, oh, please come stay with us. We will provide you nice facilities to stay. We will have everything for you. So please come stay. Then Prabhupada was thinking, staying is not important. Like with facilities, staying is not important nicely in a room. But he was asking, what about my books? And then he didn't say no, but he was saying that we don't have enough funds. We will see. If we have funds, then we will see. And also he says that it is better for you if you go through a mission, like if you go to a institution, if you want to go to West, if you represent an institution, it is very helpful for you. So come and stay with us. But Prabhupada didn't like that idea, because his priority was to go to the West. He didn't want to compromise on that. He didn't want to look for a comfortable stay. Rather, his only priority was to go to West. And he was thinking, if he can write some books and go to West, it will be very helpful. Without writing books as a sannyasi, if he goes, then he was thinking that is not, somehow he didn't like that idea. So then he didn't know what to do. And he was also worried. He also understood the Gaudiya Mutt's Gaudiya Mutt's situation, that they don't have enough funds. Now he will approach Keshav Bharti Maharaj. So Keshav Bharti Maharaj immediately will say in Delhi. So immediately he will say take sannyas. So then he will go there. Prabhupada will go there. And that day, there is one more. There are a few other initiations happening. And I think there's Narayan Maharaj who was doing the yagya, reciting mantras. And then Prabhupada actually was given an opportunity to talk. And then Prabhupada talks. And then the sannyas initiation was given to Prabhupada. And from then he became Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. And he has that Tridanda from then. So he took sannyas. And that's where this episode ends, this chapter. Thank you all so much. I wanted to tell so much more, but just some slipped out of my mind.
Mataji, please continue if you want to share.
No. Actually, few points I'm just thinking, Mataji, because this is a very big chapter. 45 pages are there. So here and there, I'm not sure. He actually took sannyas on the same day in the month of Bhadra, on the day which Vishwarup accepted, the same day where Vishwarup has accepted sannyasa. So there's a beautiful description of how the sannyasa ceremony took place, the deities, what they were wearing, everything they have described very nicely. Nice deities, how the Yagyakun, how the room was there, how the deities are there. So, and then now Prabhupada is changing white to saffron. He has, anyways, he's a sannyasi, already leading that life, but he's just changing that rice. And actually, the Gaudiya, this is one thing, the Gaudiya Patrika's account of the sannyasa initiation included a biographical sketch of Sri Srimad Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, listing the major events of his life. The article concluded, seeing his enthusiasm and ability to write articles in Hindi, English, Bengali, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj gave him the instruction to take Tridandi sannyasa. For nearly 1 year, he had been ready to accept sannyasa. In the month of Bhadra, on the day of which Vishwarup accepted sannyas, Bhaktivedanta Swami at the Sri Keshavji Gaudiya Math accepted sannyas from the founder of the Vedanta Samithi, Bhakti Pragnan Keshav Maharaj. Seeing him accept his ashram of renunciation, seeing this pastime for accepting the renounced order of life, we have attained great affection and enthusiasm. It has been written in an article. So that is what, Mataji. Sorry if I didn't do justice, but
Jai. Very, very wonderful, Mataji. Starting with the Vrindavan Yatra, in the middle, Prabhupada, how he wants to travel to West, what are his priorities, then this last sannyasa order taking. Super, Mataji. The flow is very, very sweet. And in between, while listening to the class, Mataji, I have a question. Previously also, I have this question. How Srila Prabhupada's letters from starting like 1950s, how they are collected, Mataji? Do you have any idea? His letters, Prabhupada's letters, whatever he writes to anybody, how they are collected? I have this question for a long time.
Oh, no, I don't know, Mataji. I was also actually surprised. I was just Googling just to find out about few things, and then I found this letter. So many letters are there, correct? So many letters were there.
Yeah, in database we get the letters from 1950s or like that before also. I was surprised how these letters are saved and how they are compiled.
I was just thinking, even His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj wrote book, right? And in that, lot of pictures were there. So same question they were asking, Maharaj, how did you get these pictures? Because you were just on your journey. How did you get these pictures?
but very, very nice, Mataji. I can see your dedication, sincerity towards Srila Prabhupada, Mataji, and we can see same in this class, Mataji, and all slides, pictures, and especially Prabhakar Mishra's picture. I'm very happy to see him, Mataji, first disciple of Srila Prabhupada in India. Jai. Thank you so much, Mataji. I can see how hard work you have kept in this session and giving this beautiful summary of chapter 9, Mataji. Jai. Thank you so much, Mataji.
Thank you, Mataji.
So, dear devotees, so if you want to share some realizations, please go ahead for today's lecture, summary of chapter 9.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. What a class, Mataji. Prabhupada, Patna, and Vrindavan. So wherever you are, there is a touch of Vrindavan there. Wonderful, Mataji. So nice to see all the deity pictures and the pictures of the temple and how it is, and you covered so many points, how Srila Prabhupada was really desperate to come here. He didn't have money. He can't even afford half the cost. So what to do now? But he's dedicatedly going on. doing his all the writing and other services. Very, very moving, Mataji. The way you narrated, I always like your Govinda classes also so much. So very beautiful.
Mataji, actually, I was thinking I have to scroll and then every paragraph I wanted to give summary. But then I'm looking like this somehow with the system. Whatever I remember, I share it.
Very nice, Mataji. Thank you so much. And I have heard that Prabhupada always used to keep a copy of the letters that he wrote. Because in those days, you see, there will be a carbon copy. And whatever you
yes,
write.
Yes, Mataji. Yes, yes. Yeah.
So he always had that, the carbon copy thing of that letters. And he saved, like wherever he went, he saved those letters. Then when disciples went along with him, they took them, the letters, and then some are like, you know, which is a good thing, they took a photo, and others they are digitizing. So it's all, even in the early days, 66-67 also, when ISKCON was founded and there are only 3-4 people sitting, also Prabhupada insisted that his lectures be recorded. So at that time, nobody would understand why, you know, only 3-4 people are sitting and hardly what the Swamiji speaks, who understands here. They never thought that so-called ISKCON will even get to the New York City. It will be only in Lower East Side. That's what I read. But even at those times, Prabhupada insisted that his lectures be recorded in tapes. So he always kept the copy of the letters that he wrote, Mataji, in the early days also.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Laltani Mataji. I used to have this very, very, very long time, Mataji, how these letters are there and how they are compiled together. And same way with the lectures also, Mataji. What you said is now it makes sense. So Prabhupada insisted. Got it, Mataji. Thank you. Thank you so much, Mataji.
Mataji, thank you so much for the very, very nice class. And I am happy I was able to be there for the session today, luckily. So thank you so much. It was very, very nice. Hare Krishna. Thank you. Thank you again.
Thank you, Mataji. Mataji, I forgot to say, like with Prabhupada, he also got initiated. This Maharaj is 90 year old and his name was Sanatana, but initiated as Muni Maharaj. I just wanted to share.
Hey Krishna, Padma Sakhi, Mataji, Dandavat Pranam. Very, very beautiful, beautiful class, Mataji. Thank you so much on this particular chapter. I know it was the last minute for you, but you still did very nicely. Thank you. Thank you so much. Each and every point that you were sharing was so nice. Especially I like the point that you were talking about the separation from the spiritual master. Actually, 2 days back, proper quote was also on that only. It was so nice, heart-touching. And here you were telling how the instructions are always with us, even though spiritual master is there or not there, his instructions and his vani is always carrying, we can carry with us, and we can always be, you know, associated with that. And you were talking that how the money for one second, Mataji, I would like to mute your device because it's echoing for me. So I just muted. So and then here you were telling like how, you know, Srila Prabhupada was always having that in his mind, that how spiritual master was saying, whatever he wants to do, the money will automatically come. You just need to do his work. You don't have to worry about money. That was also very, very nice point, Mataji. I really like everything, the small points also, like how Srila Prabhupada was traveling, where how the train and how the outside nature was there, everything you were describing. So we can easily visualize that in front of our eyes. Very nice, Mataji. The pictures that I know, it was very hard to find some of the pictures. You took a lot of time to find it out. Thank you. Thank you, Mataji, for such a beautiful, beautiful class. Very, very grateful to you, Mataji, as always. Hare Krishna. And as Laltangi Mataji said, wherever you are, there is Vrindavan. See, it was destined to you. Actually, it was supposed to Indu Mataji to give this class, but finally it came to you. See, Vrindavan is always there with you, Mataji. This shows Hare Bol, Mataji. Thank you so much for such a beautiful class.
Mataji, I wanted to tell one point. Now I'm remembering that Mahant Gopal, where he stayed in that Vamsi Gopal temple, that Pujari, he was thinking, every sannyasi who comes, I mean, anybody who comes here, they will just do retirement. Why this person is always going, coming, going, coming? He was so surprised. Like at this age, so much he's traveling. He's like for the mission. So he thinks like that.
Thank you, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Padma Sakhi Mataji. Please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to Guru Maharaj, all glories to your wonderful narrating, Srila Prabhupada, pastor. Very, very beautiful. I'm sorry because of my lacking. I joined halfway through, but it was such a pleasure. I'm glad. And as you were saying, there are more details. And I just remember when you said the house, the DT look. I remember Prabhupada writing that DT's garlands were till their knees. And, you know, ever since I read that, whenever I go to Kalachandi, I see if his garlands are till his knees or not. And if I see that, I mean, the days when I'm not forgetful, I just think, okay, yes, this is what Prabhupada writes during his sannyas. So thank you so much. Thanks to Lalitangi Mataji for giving that information about Srila Prabhupada personally. He can foresee, you know, like everything else, he could foresee that we would relish these letters and we'll keep this. And now also anything comes, we can those are like our scriptures. The letters of Srila Prabhupada is like our authority. We can say, okay, no, Srila Prabhupada wrote this, and we can, you know, go back and forth on the basis of his letters. So thank you so much for that information, Lalitangi Mataji. And again, very grateful. And everybody else said that you have an attachment towards Vrindavan. Personally, I haven't been to. I have been, but I couldn't take any darshan. So please bless me, Mataji, so that I also get some association of Vrindavan Dham. Please, Hare Krishna, Dandavat Pranam. Thank you once again.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. I just wanted to say one more point. You were talking about one person. What is his name? His name is Bhagavat, who was not giving Bhagavatam class properly, right? What was that?
Bhagavat week, Bhagavat Sapta, like they arranged, and there one person was. He was talking about Rasa Leela, all, you know, bad. So Prabhupada daringly writes, like, you better stop giving Bhagavatam classes. He writes a very big letter. Just one summary line I'm saying.
Very nice, Mataji. Yesterday I was hearing Guru Maharaj's lecture. In that lecture, he was telling how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was visiting different places. Where he visits one place, he see one devotee who was giving very nice Bhagavat class. And he name him as Bhagavat Das, if I remember correct. Maybe I am very bad at names, but when you were telling this one, right, how their Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was glorifying the person who was giving Bhagavatam class very nicely. And here we can see Srila Prabhupada was telling about how we should not give the classes like this.
Prabhupada says those who are very mundane, you should not even talk anything about that. He writes big letter. I was laughing reading that. It's like, you should don't take any more Bhagavatam classes. It is very offensive. Like, he will in fact say that like you are like, you can be sued, like that, something like that he writes.
Hare Krishna, Padma Sakhi Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Shyam Gauri Mataji.
Beautiful class, Mataji. Thank you for taking us to Vrindavan. It's always there. When we see you, we remember Vrindavan. That's it. And whenever you give class, you take us to Vrindavan. Thank you so much for showing all the pictures. And it's like giving the feeling of Yatra. And very nice, Mataji, very nice explanation you give. Very nicely you narrated the whole chapter. Thank you so much, Mataji.
Mataji, in the month of January, I felt again Kartik after listening to Vrindavan Yatra. Very nice, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Padma Sakhi Mataji, Dandavat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev Ki Jai. Mataji, how much hard time Srila Prabhupada passed, and in a Sridham Vrindavan Dham, Srila Prabhupada is staying there and writing Shishi Bhagavatam, get up early in the morning and staying in Rupa Goswami, nearby Rupa Goswami Samadhi, get up early in the morning, japa, and all Mataji from early morning, Srila Prabhupada went to Delhi for back to Godhead, and you explained about the truth and beauty, and 1000 coffee of October 28 on the October visit to Delhi. Abhay received donation from Kaviraj, mundane truth waste, and Srila Prabhupada is strictly following the instruction of his Gurudev Bhakti Siddhant Saraswati Thakur, and then physically he is not too much association with his Gurudev, but he strictly follow the instruction of Bhakti Siddhant Saraswati Thakur, how he was a and Prabhupada explained Sriha Gurudev, and he takes so many service. Nadia Prakash paper published, Vira Astakam, Srila Prabhupada write down, and the poem you explain us, Mataji, if it is possible, please send it in a Bhakti Sangha group. Abhay Charan, a dream is not dream. Abhay Charan is paper sannyasi. And then there is a dream to take a sannyas. He has a sannyas only who has to take approach. Gaudiya Math as a Bhakti Siddhant Saraswati Thakur, he wants to, senior Vaishnava says stay there, but Prabhupada dream is to write down a book, and then he has to, and then the book type of, and stay with us. That disciple said, just stay here in a Gaudiya Math, but Prabhupada not want to comfortable staying anywhere, but he wants to go, his priority is to go to waste. He was thinking to write a book, then go to waste. Gaudiya Math situation, and then you explain Keshav Bharti Maharaj, Prabhupada, when Prabhupada takes sannyas, that time Narayan Maharaj is doing yagna and mantra and Bhaktivedanta Swami, and then Prabhupada get up, Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada, month of Bhadra, Vishwarup has taken a sannyas. You explain same that month of Bhadra, Vishwarup has taken sannyas, Sri Vishwarup. Then nice ditties of Yagna Kunda. Before that also, Prabhupada in a white dress, he's living like a sannyas. Already he is living like a sannyas. Bhakti Siddhant Saraswati Thakur, then he get a three-danda sannyas. And then Sridham Vrindavanadham staying, that I already explained, Mataji. Hari Hari Gauranga, Koti Koti Dhanvat Pranam to your Seva. Thank you, Lalitanku Mataji, for adding all the points. And one more point I want to add, that Ji Lal Govind Prabhuji, he is a Radha Govind Maharaj disciple. They are, that Maharaj is staying in Sridham Vrindavanadham. He's Ajilal Govind Prabhuji, wherever you're staying, India or abroad, when you are hearing Shri Bhagavatam or Shri Chaitanya Charamrut or Shri Bhagavad Gita from the senior Vaishnava, that place is Sridham Vrindavanadham. So I'm always crying like a small kid that why I'm in abroad and why not getting from last 5 years to enter in Sridham Vrindavanadham. But we Bhakti Sangha, we all are so lucky, Mataji, that we get such a strong association of Bhakti Sangha. So every day we are Dubki Marte in Sridham Vrindavanadham. Hari Hari Gauranga, Koti Koti Dhanvat Pranam Beta, your sincere Seva. Thank you, Beta. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Thank you, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, dear devotees.
Hare Krishna, Mataji, Padma Mataji, Dhanvat Pranam. Such a beautiful class, Mataji. And like Lalitanki Mataji said, you are, you know, Vrindavan soul. So Krishna always somehow or other brings in the Vrindavan picture into your class, Mataji. So, very beautiful class, Mataji. Thank you so much. And it was very emphatic the way you gave the class. It was very energetic. And thank you so much, Mataji.
Thank you, Mataji.
Thank you, Mataji, for all darshans, PPT. You work hard to prepare the PPT and all the darshan, Mataji. Hari Hari Gauranga. Thank you, Beta. Hare Krishna, Dhanvat Pranam.
Hare Krishna, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, dear devotees.
So anybody would like to share their realizations with Padma Sakhi Mataji? Or else then we can end today's class. So Mataji, Padma Sakhi Mataji, once again, very, very thankful for this very beautiful summary of chapter 9. So with this, like, I would like to pay my obeisances to you and all the devotees on the call. Vancha kalpatarubhyascha krupasindho vyaye vacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavibhyo namo namaha. Ananta koti vaishnava vrindhi ki jai. Namachari shila haridas thakur ki jai. Shila prabhupada ki jai. Shila prabhupada rilamruta ki jai. Har grace Padma Sakhi Mataji ki jai.
Jai.
Thank you so much, Mataji.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much.